You've found an encore presentation of the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
I want my Uber!
On Radio TFI. Well, it is that time again. Good morning, everybody. From beautiful winter wonderland, St. Paul, Minnesota, and that other place down there in Florida.
That would be beautiful Margate.
That's right, I forget. Now, you told me where Margate is. Is it really just that far out of Fort Lauderdale that you can't just call it Fort Lauderdale?
Well, are you that far out of Minneapolis that we can't call where you live Minneapolis?
Well, but that's people do that.
Okay. Well, people, that happens here too.
Yeah, people do that all the time. Or they don't even say Minneapolis. They just say Minnesota. They just bunch it. They just right. Put it all in one sack and say you're from Minnesota.
Florida's one small town.
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Good morning, kids. October 28, 2017. Our final broadcast from the satellite studio here in beautiful Margate, Florida, gateway to Lauderdale Lakes.
It's the official move. You hired some professionals this time to do it. You didn't go with Howard Fine and Howard here again.
Don't you worry about it. There'll be a full report next week. From the new worldwide headquarters. Don't you worry about it, Skippy, who I hired. Those guys did a fine job the last time when we opened up the last worldwide headquarters. So it only lasted a couple of months. Big deal. Their work wasn't guaranteed. Come on. You can't expect something to last forever now, can you?
Kind of like our buddies at Uber. You get what you pay for.
Exactly. See, now you're catching on.
Yes.
I mean, good gravy for this final show out of Margate. I've even showered. I combed my hair. I'm wearing a real shirt. For you folks at home listening on the Radidio, that means nothing to you because you never see me, but trust me, it's a big day here.
Yeah, well, I bear the cross of seeing him each and every week when we do this show, so.
There you go. I could come up there and scratch your eyes out if that'll help you, you know.
I'll get my cat. I swear to God, I'll bring that little bastard right on up here for you.
Oh, boy. Oh. Spare me. Spare me your, don't grab your pussy.
No, I don't subscribe to Donald Trump's philosophy when it comes to grabbing pussy.
It's good enough for my president, God damn it.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So, how did your week go there, sir?
My week?
Yes, yes.
My week? Oh, boy. My week. Let's talk about some other things for a moment. Oh. I got to get into the, well, into the groove. Do your talking for 5 minutes or so thing. Let me get into the groove here.
Well, geez, and let me tell you about my week. So I average this happening probably about once, maybe once a year. Had this young lad that I picked up at a high-rise apartment building. And gets in. Supposedly his auntie called for him, but I kind of have my doubts on that one. Because if he'd have been my little nephew, when I found out about this, I'd have whooped his candy ass to the end of tomorrow. But take him to location, cross town. It's only about an $8.50 ride. Says he needs to run into a grocery store. Convenience store, whatever. And then he's going a short distance from there. Well, he goes like he's going to run into the convenience store, and poof, there he goes around the corner.
There he goes. Yeah. And you hopped right out and chased right after him.
Oh, no, I didn't. But, you know, it was so funny because I sat there for a couple minutes, And then I, you know, when it was obvious he wasn't, you know, when it was more than obvious. Because, you know, sometimes you want to take, sometimes people act stupid and you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay, a minute later, benefit of the doubt is over. So I took off and I wasn't going to go looking for his ass. It was an $8.50 ride.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was funny. Along the way, he asked me if I had a permit to carry a gun. So I think he was fishing for information there.
Yeah, he was. That goes along with the, have you ever had anybody run on you? Mm-hmm. And what do you do when that happens? That's right then and there. I locked the doors and,
but the best part about it was that, and I had this feeling this is what he was going to do, but I started heading down the street towards where the closest light rail station was, and that's indeed where he was heading for. So I kind of pulled over alongside of him, and I says, "You must really think I'm stupid, don't you?" And he kind of looked at me, and he was looking to see if I was going to get out of the car or whatever. You know, I'm not the police department. I'm not going to get out and chase your little ass, so... So when he had asked me if I carried a gun, I told him no, I didn't. And I should have said yes, because this might have changed his thought process a little bit. But just before I left, I said, "Now you know the reason I don't carry a gun." And it's true. This is the main reason why I don't carry a gun, is because if I had a gun, I'd have put a bullet in his ass.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I used to get that question from people, I would always answer basically the same way. Why am I going to need a gun with you?
Well,
I'm just curious. Well, let's keep that a surprise. As I'm not going to confirm nor deny whether or not I have a weapon in the vehicle. We'll just have to find out now, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're willing to take that chance, so am I.
Exactly.
But yeah, my days of running after people ended a long time ago.
I come to think of it, I think I only ran after one run out. And this idiot was stupid enough to run out into an open field. And this is when I was probably about 22 or 23 years old, and I actually caught his ass.
And what'd you do with him?
Well, I tackled him, and he must have hit his head on something or just fell wrong or whatever, but I pretty much just knocked him silly.
Oh. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Can you take me off the share?
Take you off the share.
Thank you.
Oh, sure, I can do that. Why, what's the matter?
Nothing. I'm tired of looking at my face.
Well, I can dig that.
So, my friend Harry, who I've talked about many, many times on this broadcast, he had a concealed weapon permit. I think I talked about him last week. The first and only time I ever fired a weapon. So he picks up this gentleman one night, and he takes him out to one of the not better parts of town. And he gets him out there, and it's really, really a bad part of town, deep in the hood. And the guy gets out and takes off down the alley. And now later on, Harry is telling me the story. He says, "Ed, I got out of the car, and I had him in my sights. He was running down the alley, and I had a clean shot at him." He says, "I could have dropped him like a gazelle." But of course, you can't. You can't do that. You can't fire at somebody running away from you.
Oh, of course.
But he wanted to. He said, it was all I could do to not pull that trigger. And again, that's the reason most people shouldn't carry a gun in this line of work, because you're never going to have the right opportunity, because you're sitting in a seat, you're belted in, they have the drop on you. And if they get out and run, you're at fault. You can't shoot somebody running away from you. They are no longer a threat. Maybe it's not a question of if they deserve it or not.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
But
absolutely. No, but that is the number one reason. that I do not carry a gun because it would be runouts would be target practice. I kid you not. They would not, I would not need to go to a gun range. I would just, somebody would just run out on me once a year and I get my chance.
And I just wouldn't cop to it. Don't admit one way or the other that you do or you don't.
No, no, you're.
Make them think about it.
Yeah.
Let them think about it. I mean, you know, do you carry a gun? Why? Does it matter? Are you going to do something? Do I need to protect myself from you right now?
What are you
telling me there?
Here's something else to think about. If I told him that I did carry a gun, would he have not have tried to neutralize the situation if he had his own gun right then and there?
Correct. Which is why you leave it ambiguous.
Yeah, you're right. That's really is the way to do it.
Leave it ambiguous. Let them play all the scenarios in their tiny little coconuts, and
Oh,
well, good for you. You had a little excitement this week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then I had a little bit more excitement.
Did any of it involve staying close to the microphone where I could hear you?
I am close to the microphone.
Now you are.
Oh, you mean when I did like this?
Yeah, that would be it.
Oh, I'm surprised this isn't picking up more.
Anyway,
when I do that. But so, I think you and I have talked about this before, about the idiots that are out there that ride up on you, honk your horn. I have my theories of why it's happening more over here in Minnesota, you know, that could or could not be the situation. But I had another one last night ride up on me. You know, listen, numbskulls, I know that we're all Minnesotans. We're all supposed to get used to. We all should be used to driving on shitty roads when it's when we get a couple inches of snow. But sure enough, I had somebody roll up on my ass and start honking his damn horn. Oh, kiss my ass. Yeah.
Is that what his horn sounded like?
Yeah, pretty much. No, that's my alarm. Kiss my ass? Yeah, that's my alarm that tells me I have to wake up to talk to you.
So it goes off at 12 minutes into the show? Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's just after the hour.
Your priorities are...
That's just the snooze effect. This guy rolled up on me, honked my horn, and I hate to say it. He went into one end of a parking lot after he got up on me. I went into the other driveway of the parking lot. We were going to have a discussion about this.
Oh, my.
After a while, it just gets old after a while, Ed. I got to tell you.
It does, doesn't it?
You know, and had I caught up to him, he had vet plates. And had I caught up to him, I had something clever to say. Thank you for your service, but go fuck yourself.
Well, yeah. Okay, if you consider that clever, I'm on board with you.
Well, thank you. It was as clever as I was able to be at that time. Because
Speaking of St. Paul, Minnesota and snow... suckers.
What are you chuckling about? At least I got to stay in my home after that snowfall.
Oh, man, that was a low blow. That was a low blow, man.
Well,
some of us are having hard times, man. And you, oh, man. That one hurt.
Laugh about our goddamn snow up here. How dare you?
We had a cold front come through the other night. First one of the year, what it does. All jokes aside about temperature, we were down in the 50s. It was glorious.
And, oh, I bet.
But what it does, it takes all the humidity out that we've been suffering all summer. And it's like outdoor air conditioning. They're now talking 40s for Monday morning. Hallelujah. I cannot wait because I have to move on Monday and I will be doing the job myself. And I am looking forward to at least having cool weather to do it in. When I moved out of the last place 2 months ago, it was brutal. Think of the most humid day you've ever had, you've ever experienced, and then multiply it by about 1,000.
Mm.
And that is South Florida in August. Let me tell you, kids, it ain't pleasant. But your old Uncle Ed here, he's going to be just loving life on Monday because it's going to be cool and dry, and it's just like me. I'm going to be cool and dry.
Okay.
I'm cool and dry anyway, but That's neither here nor there. And I learned that. You know who I learned that from?
Who?
Who else?
Gilchrist.
Gilchrist. Gilchrist. Jesus' cooler brother. Coming soon to a Radio TFI near you.
Well, anyways, listen, if you want to get in on this conversation, we actually do have some relevant things we might get to talk about.
I highly doubt that.
Yeah, well, this is true. But anyways, just look up your old Skype app. You know, it's a great little tool to have.
Out of this.
Great little tool to have, but look us up on Skype, Radio TFI. Join into the conversation. If you got something to add, something you want to, you have to have something to add because we ain't put anything out
there
yet.
We got nothing.
We got nothing, exactly.
And now, something else you can do, kids and kittens, is while I have not been able to really keep up the website as much as I would want, we are up to date on demand episodes. So if you want to listen to any of our back shows, and at some point we'll actually have them documented on what we actually talked about on those particular days right now, and they're just out there.
Potluck is what that's called.
Well, you know, but they're in order. They're in order. And we've got the Monday night shows, which will be kicking up again soon, sooner than later. Mm-hmm. And we're in intense negotiations for the Shannon Files. There's a lot of new programming coming up. Lots of new programming coming up here on Radio TFI.
I heard that Shannon Files thing. That's going to be a tough negotiation. You're going to have to dig deep for that one.
No, it's okay. I've got a big shovel. I got Gilchrist on my side.
So what do we want to get into here? I do have a couple of stories that we can breeze through real quick.
Whatever you like, Pookie.
Okay. Well, did you see, this was on some Reddit page or something to that effect here. Oh, it was from Reason.com. This guy named Eric Boehm or whatever, B-O-E-H-M. He came through with a little op-ed piece that seems to want to dispute the fact that Uber drivers make poverty wages, claiming that they're making $37 an hour, according to some survey that they did.
Well, from personal experience, I can tell you that is an accurate number, but that's, of course, presuming the hour you're talking about is on Mars or one of the outer lying planets, mm-hmm. where their hour constitutes one of our weeks.
He goes down and retracts himself a little bit further down, saying that, you know, mentioning that in places like Houston, they're making, $14 an hour and $17 an hour in Denver. Now, it doesn't say anywhere in here that I read that if it includes gasoline, if it includes wear and tear on the vehicle.
It can't. If you're talking gross here, let me tell you the day I had yesterday. Yesterday was all Uber all the time. Mm-hmm. And the past week or so, I've actually started accepting some of these cockamamie pool rides as well. Mm-hmm. Although I learned just to take the first ride, if it's got any distance to it, just take it. And I'll make just as much money and block out any other rides. But I did a lot of running around yesterday. I did 16 actual pickups, including a very long XL ride, which I managed to do $191, 63 of it on one ride, one van ride, not a penny in tips. And I did about 10 hours I worked yesterday, 10 actual hours on the road. So I did roughly $19 an hour. Now, that was me banging my head up against the wall, taking every scrap that came my way. That also included a half a dozen no-shows. People that just didn't know where they are. You know, that's the great thing about the pool rides is you only have to devote 2 minutes to it. You pull up, you sit where the pin is. 2 minutes later, boom. No show it, $375. Moving on. And
how
for the
many
most
of
part,
those did you have? Six?
Six. Oh, that's okay. One day last week I had 11 in a row.
Good Lord.
11 in a row, and it's better. Are you kidding me? I'd do that all day long. Do that all day long. And it's funny, people will call and, you know, well, where are you? Well, I'm at the pin. I'm at the address you gave. Oh, well, I dropped the pin. Okay, well, then maybe you got to figure out where I am, but you got 30 seconds. Chop, chop. And, you know, if they find me before the clock runs out, they can get in. If not, boom. I've done it with people walking up and being 20 feet away. Well, you took your time. You want to pay cheap fares? You should be ready for it. But anyway, I digress.
Yes.
So running around, no tips. I took everything coming my way. I managed to scrape out $19 an hour yesterday. No surge, nothing like that.
What did you do as far now? How much of that did you have to put back in the tank?
$32.
Okay.
215
miles. 215
miles. Mm-hmm. Now, had I been in a real for-hire vehicle situation, I would have had a fantastic day.
Oh, of course.
Speaking of fantastic days, the annual Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show arrives here in town on Wednesday, November 1st. Always a good week for the night drivers in town, because we have all the vendors and all the people working the show. It's the largest in-water boat show in the world. Hmm. If you want tickets, tough.
Hard to get, huh? Event.
It's a big event. It's the biggest annual event we have here in town. It is just amazing. But at night, you've got all these big parties sponsored by boat builders. And, you know, there's just money all over town. So now this will be the first year I'm doing it not in a taxi. But it's just a question of knowing where the parties are. And annually, the parties are the same nights. It's the same parties every year. So, well, I'll be taking people to these parties. I figure out where the parties are. And you go back there later that night, and you take them back. And it's a beautiful thing. There'll be money to be made. Surges, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, I'm sure. So, I wonder how bad there'll be surge pricing will be for tonight for Halloween.
I think it's going to depend on where you are. Honestly, I think it's going to depend on where you are. Because remember, now Uber gets everybody all worked up about coming out to work Halloween, which means they have plenty of cars. So there's no surge.
Yeah, this is true.
The surge is to entice drivers to go to a particular area. Now, once drivers get there, that surge begins to disappear.
Well, yeah, once they've got the coverage.
Yeah, so you have to play it, and I've done that. First off, you never chase the surge.
Mm-hmm.
Don't run for it, because it never lasts. It only lasts about 10, 15. Well, it depends. But usually it doesn't last that long. What I've learned is that if I'm going back into an area anyway and it's showing surging, I take myself offline. Mm. And then wait till I'm right in the middle of it all. Then I turn it on. Well, why say, hey, look, I'm heading in there, because then you have to go through the outer edges, where the surge is always lower. And they'll give you, they don't want you to take any surge work. They want you to take flat rates.
Right.
I mean the regular rates. So like I said, I'll leave my flatness out of this.
No, but now yesterday, myself yesterday.
Yes.
I did 16. Yeah, I did 16 runs today. None of them, unfortunately, only one of them was a private pay ride. Everything else was on one account or another one. But I don't care. I don't give a shit where I get my money from. It is what it is. 16 rides, $345.
It's a nice day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sneeze at a day like that. Are you kidding me?
No. That, you know, and again, like I said, not many of them, the No, I'll take that back. I did have two private pay calls. This is kind of the end of the month for us, and that is one, and that is one part of the population we'll always be able to count on, because Uber doesn't accept cash. They don't accept the prepaid Walmart cards or anything to that effect. So
yet they don't do it yet.
Yeah. So I and now granted, they, you know, I have a lease I have to pay, but my lease
for I understand week, that concept.
Yeah. My lease for the my lease amounts to $300 a week. That's what I'm
paying.
Hear me out. It amounts to $300 a week. That's what I am paying my company for radio services. That's basically what the owner operators pay as well.
Yeah, I understand that. You pay $300 a week?
Yeah.
Any mileage?
No.
I hate you.
No, not at all.
I was charging more than that for a night shift.
Well, no, hold on just a second. That's just the service fee end of it. Now, I pay another $200 a week for use of the car and the quote-unquote wear and tear and also insurance and
stuff
like that.
What's your total nut?
My total nut is about $500 a week.
How much?
$500 a week.
Still not bad for a take-home car.
Yeah, 24.
That's not bad at all.
No, it's not.
So like everybody else, look, I've learned that if you can pay the expenses on the car in the first 3 days of the week,
mm-hmm.
you're doing okay. You're going to have better weeks and worse weeks. But basically, first 2.5-3 days of your week, first half of your week, should pay the expenses on the car.
My goal is in 2 days.
Well, sure, everybody's is, but let's face it, the average is going to be, again, 2.5 to 3 days. That's been my experience, and, you know, look, this is a business where you're going to work 6 days a week. There's just no getting around that.
Yeah.
Some weeks you'll get lucky. Look, I'm looking forward to this upcoming week like we have every year, because this week, at least it used to, would pay your November bills.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the first 5 days of the month, boom, you're taken care of. Everything is paid for. Now, again, it's going to be a little different for me this year, but I'm still expecting to, you know, rake in a couple of shekels here and there. And I'll be going out a little later in the day because I want the nighttime work. I'm more about the nighttime. I probably won't go out till 3-4 in the afternoon and work till midnight, unless I've got personal work, and then, you know, that supersedes everything.
I see. So speaking, by the way, we were talking earlier about the type of credit cards that Uber does and doesn't take.
We were not.
Yeah, we were.
No, we weren't.
Yes, we were.
You're listening to a different radio show.
Well, I'm trying. I just saw something here a couple days ago where Uber is going to roll out its own little credit card now.
I saw that. I didn't read it, but I saw that.
And of course, it's through Visa, and apparently, you know, it has its own little perks and all their own little things that they're doing and what have you. Don't you think that at this point in time, one thing that's going to happen with this company is that they're going to get themselves tied up in so many different ventures that, you know, it's like trying to come up with ways to make autonomous cars and looking at helicopters flying, you're not all that great at transporting people yet.
Hey, Uber, how's that car leasing thing working out for you?
Yeah, exactly. They're not
I've got a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Is leasing a car through them. And I guess he went through one of the car rental companies.
Mm-hmm.
But I said to him, when I saw him the first time about 6 months ago, I didn't know he had left the cab company. He's a nice kid, nice guy. And he's got a little Toyota, whatever, a little four-door sedan. And I said, look, Mike, I've got a couple of vans left. I said, you know, you clean it up a little bit. You've got, you know, and you can do the XL work and it'll, you know, be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah, Ed, that sounds good. That's a great idea. But I don't want to upset Uber by turning back their car. I said, what? He said, yeah, they said if you turn their car back in, you can never lease from them again. I said, well, first off, so what? Second off, are you kidding? They'll take your money anytime you're offering it.
Oh, of course.
So he didn't want to do it. Okay, fine. And so I saw him about 2 weeks ago, ran into him on the road, and we were chatting briefly. And I said, when do you have to have that back? He says, oh, I got another few months with it. And this is a different lease. I said, so right now what you told me that you were afraid that Uber wouldn't give you another car, that's really, he says, yeah, you're right. I should have taken the effing van. Because I'm out to hurt you guys. Mm. They've never learned. So
yes.
I've tried to explain to people, if you think Uber's doing anything for you, you are deluded.
Oh, and these marks for Uber, now they're starting. Now guests are going to run into more fees. Now Uber's is resembling a taxi company more and more every day. But yet they're doing things so fucking backwards, it's not even funny. Now if you send for a call for an Uber, whatever, tap for an Uber, and you're out in the never reaches of your community, now they're going to charge you to send somebody out there. Do you see this story now?
Oh, I got an email about it.
So, yeah.
Let me tell you, it's not going to work, and here's why. Oh, there'll always be a few nitwits that will run and take the bait for Uber.
Uh-huh.
But you're looking at, you have to, it's like, depending on where you are, it's going to be an 8 or 11 minute threshold. So you have to drive that long before you start getting the pennies that they're going to give you.
Oh, of course.
Now, I don't know what they're going to charge the customers. They'll gouge them, but the drivers are not going to make, I wanted to talk about this. This was a very interesting situation this past week. As we all know, Uber now charges upfront pricing. It has nothing to do with what the drivers get. Drivers get little, passengers pay a lot, Uber keeps a ton. So I get this XL job, which of course is the van job. It was five people, they pay more for it. So it was a nice job, nice people, very nice people. $11 cash tip, it was wonderful. So after I drop them off, I look and see what I got for the job. And I go into the fare details where I can see what the customer paid. Uber shows us that. I don't really understand why, but they do. Well, on my breakdown, I got paid $1.44 per mile for that job. The passenger paid $3 per mile. And I look at that and I go, you got to be kidding. On my personal, my private work, I only charge $2.50 a mile. And which is right. That's in keeping with taxi rates here in Broward County. But they are just ripping people, and people don't understand they're now paying more than taxis in a lot of situations for many of these rides. I did a pool ride yesterday. I had to pick up two different people. This little old lady I got was the second pickup. I promise you, on a regular X ride, she would have paid about $5. She paid almost $7 to go pool. And people don't realize this. They're paying more to go pool than they are to go by themselves. And Uber's just, look, Uber's trying to grab whatever cash they can now, because they know. They know a year from today, if they're not already out of business, they'll be at the hardware store buying locks to put on the doors, buying the padlocks. Because as we all know, Uncle Ed has said, Halloween 2018, be there. Aloha. Uber's done. And that concludes rant number one for today. Oh, I got a big one coming.
Oh, so what do you think? What do you think? Do you want to split up the day with Ed's picks?
I think so. And then I want to talk about how hated I am on Twitter this week.
I saw the feed and even jumped into it myself.
I saw that. Okay, kids and kittens. Now, if you're listening live, you're not hearing any music, but I promise you, on the replays, you're going to hear that music playing underneath. So, welcome to Ed versus the Spread, Ed versus the Points. We'll find a permanent name for it at some point. Now, currently for the season, I am 64-55, and that includes that debacle in Baltimore the other night, which we really don't need to talk about at all. Now, let's talk about last week. Last week, John, the points worked for you last week with the Miami game versus the Jets. Mm-hmm. You took the Jets and got 3.5 points, and they lost by 3 points, meaning you won that game. Congratulations.
Yes, I did.
And that was... Of course, you sucked wind by picking Arizona over the L.A. Rams, who got blown out 33-0.
Oh.
And you did okay with Green Bay and New Orleans. So you went 2-1 for the week, which brings you to 7-11 for the season. And I'm 9-9 for the year. And, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of time for that.
So just as I'm starting to feel my oats on this, now Ed wants to change the way I do things.
You betcha.
That's
now, this week chicken. I promised John he could choose one of his own games. But first, I'm going to give him two games, and if this is one of those games, tough shit, he's going to have to find another one very quick. You know what? I won't do that to you. What is your game, John?
My game, this is my lock, if you will, is the L.A. Clippers, I mean Chargers. Are traveling to Foxborough to play the mighty Patriots. And I couldn't believe it when I saw that the Patriots are only a 7-point favorite. So, with my total intent here, my you've got to be kidding me reaction, I could not help but take that game. So that's my lock.
Who did you take in the game?
I took the Patriots. -7.
Okay. Patriots and 7. Seven. Well, actually, it's 7.5.
Oh, is it 7.5 now?
It's 7.5. I already had you with that game, so I just had to add a game. Now, here's your next two games. You've got San Francisco at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is the 13-point favorite. Go.
I think that they're going to win that game by about 20.
So you're taking the Eagles.
I'm taking the Eagles.
And a rush job I just had to pick for you. Oakland at Buffalo. Oakland getting 2.5 points. Buffalo favored by 2.5.
Buffalo favored by 2.5?
At Ralph Wilson Stadium on the shores of Gitche-Gumee or wherever the hell they are. Come on now, chop.
I'll take a pill.
I've already taken numerous pills for today, and they're clearly effective.
I'm going to go with Oakland on that. The future, Oakland. The future Las Vegas Raiders.
The Raiders. Okay, so let's see what Uncle Ed has this week. Uncle Ed is looking at his screen messing up. All right, we've got Chicago and New Orleans. New Orleans is an 8.5-point favorite. I'm taking the Bears and getting them 8.5 points because New Orleans ain't what they used to be. Pittsburgh at Detroit. Detroit at home getting 3 points. I like it. I like it a lot. Matthew Stafford, I think old Ben plays fine. I think they play fine on the road, but I don't think this is the week for them. And finally, the bet your lungs, mortgage the house, sell the kids, bring the kids into the room, bring the entire family in, bet everything you have, forget your scratch-off tickets this week. Lock pick of the week. The Indianapolis, formerly Baltimore Colts, at the Cincinnati Bengals, getting 10.5 points. Thank you. I have spoken. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Ed versus the Spread. Anyway,
you know, okay. I did not miss that jingle whatsoever. Did not.
Oh, you will on the replay. I promise you, you're going to hear. Oh, you're going to hear it starting next week once I get the worldwide headquarters set up again. Trust me, it's going to make a return live. But right now, we're just going to put it in post.
And, you are going to be so lost. You haven't had to do this on your regular good equipment for how long now?
Over 2 months.
Oh.
2 months.
Yeah. It isn't. I don't think it's going to be quite like riding a bike. We're going to get through. I'm still going to record the show because I get a feeling you're going to forget to halfway through it. So,
you know what Gilchrist says about that. That's a good move. Don't trust anybody.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about me getting yelled at on Twitter.
Oh, and you know, you're really pretty mild-mannered when it comes to Twitter. My lovely wife rightfully calls me a Twitter bully.
Now, you are.
To which I respond that I only bully the bullies. I don't go after innocent people. But somebody's going to be like I've told many people before, sometimes the only thing a bully understands is a bigger bully. And
that is true.
And
so let me tell my little
story.
There
to do
here.
It. Go for it.
So I stumble across this post. I don't know where it must be somebody I'm following or somebody retweeted it. But it's from at Sam DC Cook. And I believe the two O's are actually zeros because he's clever. So anyway, he sends an image of a text message from a young lady. My Lyft driver made me so uncomfortable. I'm shaking. Haye, men, he picked me up, started. Long story short, Lyft driver came on to where she's only 16. Lyft sent their standard canned response back, blah, blah, blah. You know, you got to be 18, etc. So my reply was, cheap fares, questionable background checks, willful disrespect of the law. This is what you all want. This is what you get. Somebody by the name of Joe, at Rainy Sky Joe, replied to me, wanting low prices does not equate to consent to harassment and unwanted advances. Okay, fair enough. Maybe he misinterpreted what it was I was trying to say. Well, there have been 75 likes and retweets of what he said to me. Although nobody has replied to me and called me a douchebag or whatever, you know. But clearly they're all piling on against me, and they missed entirely the point. I didn't get back in the fray. I think a lot of them after a while it becomes the usual Twitter replies that have nothing to do with the original topic. But this was actually the first time I've been the focus of hate and vitriol on the Twitter. And
oh,
I gotta
come
say,
on, get used to it.
I liked it.
Oh,
I liked
yeah.
it. It was
yeah,
exciting.
It's kind of exciting. Yes, it is.
It was.
And I just replied to that. I replied to him and I just said, it's called cause and effect.
Well, you take my side.
But if you'd have been wrong, I'd have told you about it.
And that's what really bugs me. By the way.
Love you to death, dude, but if you're wrong, I'm going to tell you.
Hey, guess what didn't happen this week?
What didn't happen this week?
There were no promos this week.
I know, man. That's what I thought. I was wondering if you'd...
You know when I remembered it?
Just now.
About 8 o'clock last night.
That's why I was beginning to worry about you a little bit.
I was like, oh crap, I forgot. And Thursday night I sat down at the computer and I had a whole thing. I had a beautiful one for this week and I just didn't do it. I just, sorry kids, we'll try to do better next week. But I did get the We're Live Now promo out this morning. So that came out. And you know, I think after last week's debacle of a show, and I hope you all enjoyed Technical Difficulty Day here on Radio TFI.
You did a masterful job of putting that back together. You wouldn't have even known had you not said anything about it.
I got to tell you, it was about 4 hours of surgery. That is no lie. Oh. I had to piece together audio from my side, John's side, and the dark side. And oh my goodness. Yeah, the technical nightmare we had last week, and that was all mainly on my side. For whatever reason, I wasn't connecting.
Your Wi-Fi connection just sucked. And you'll go back into hardwiring now next week, won't you?
Well, not next week. I have to. I can't have DirecTV, so that sucks, even though there's dishes on the building. But now I got to figure out, I want to get a hard line.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just got this new deal with AT&T. So I got to stop at an AT&T place and sit down with somebody and figure out. I want to have a hardwire.
And meanwhile, the people connection. Who are listening to us right now are we saying that, yeah. And they're saying, what the hell are they talking about? Hard things.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Well,
in this case, John, I'm going to let you praise me a little bit more for the masterful job I did on you, saving that show.
You did a marvelous job. Marvelous. Simply marvelous.
Where do you see what I do with this one? I'm going to sound like Dean Martin and you'll be Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, whatever. So let's pick up a couple of other little juicy nuggets that I caught during the...
You leave my juicy nuggets out of this. We've talked about that.
So, one of the most beloved presidents we've had in my lifetime was nobody other than James Earl Carter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I defy anybody to say, find anything seriously bad to say about him. I don't mean policy decisions that you may not have agreed with. I'm talking the man himself. Find yes. something bad.
Well, this one I was a little floored about, but
that he dresses as a woman on Tuesday nights.
Former President Carter. I'm just going to ignore you said that. Former President Carter at a gathering of the former presidents, the former living presidents, if you will. They even rolled George W. Bush out there.
Yep, they did.
Yes, they did. There's a little side piece I wanted to through another
side piece.
Yeah, a little side piece with that.
Mary was God's side piece. We've talked about this before.
Of course. But Jimmy Carter come out and made a statement that he thinks that the media and people in general are being too hard on Trumpus Maximus.
Jimmy Carter is a doddering old man who should be put away for his own good.
No, he's probably still got quite a bit of functioning gray matter going there, and that's what's scary about what he said.
Keep talking.
Oh, I already did.
Okay. did Jimmy Carter really say that?
Yes, he did. Look it up.
He's such a nice old man.
Google it. Jimmy Carter. Trump.
Will not.
Oh my God. I was a little surprised by it. Especially the way that Obama none of them mentioned Trump when they went. You know, Obama mentioned something saying we have to avoid this divisive behavior, and even old G.W. Bush did the same thing. So it's when it comes to the ex-presidents, it's everybody against the world there when it comes to Donald Trump. But yet, Jimmy Carter threw him a lifeline.
He's a nice man, that's
he
why.
Is. He
he's
is.
A doddering old man, but he's a nice man.
He is a nice man.
By the way,
excuse me,
Jeff Flake and the other nitwit Corker,
mm-hmm.
who both voted with the rest of the Republicans to screw the American people when it comes to dealing with the banks.
Yes.
I am, at least with Flake, I'm convinced that this whole move, this isn't I'm going to get up and leave now because I can't deal with it. This is I'm going to stay another year and a half. I'm not going to run again. He's going to try to get the Democratic folks to go, hey, look at this guy. He moved away from Trump. And this guy's going to make a run for something. If he keeps voting the way he did, like, for instance, like he did the other day when they snuck that through about the forced arbitration, which is, you know, there are no class action suits against banks, basically, essentially. Mm-hmm. So good luck with that, you know. Good luck with that, getting your $30 back. It's not worth the fight. If the bank screws you out of $30, it's not worth you individually fighting it. But a class action suit, look at Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is the textbook example of why we need this. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your House Republicans, your Senate Republicans are doing everything they can to screw you as hard up against the wall as they possibly could. They're trying to bust through the wall there. They're trying to push you right through the sheetrock. I tell you,
even John McCain also voted for that too. They just fell. Yeah, he went right down the party line with that one. As a matter,
I thought he didn't. By the way, yesterday was 50 years since his plane got shot down.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but we don't want to talk about it because he got captured. So
yeah, he's not really a hero because he got captured. No, exactly.
Absolutely not. And I got bone spurs. Oh my God! Somebody give me a medal.
So, did you? You know what? I didn't post this because I try to keep things taxi related on our social media feeds. But I saw a picture.
We have social media feeds.
We do social media here. As a matter
no kidding.
Of, yeah, as a matter of fact, on Twitter,
I should get involved in that.
You should. You shouldn't piss people off so much either.
No. Well, but where's the fun in that?
Yeah. By the way, seeing we mentioned it, it's Taxi Stand Hour on Twitter, at Taxi Stand Hour. Don't try to put it
there. You'll get it one of these days.
Exactly. Facebook, we're there. We have a group. We actually have a few people in the group.
We do.
Facebook.com. Now, I don't know exactly what the URL is for that, but if you just look
go to Facebook and search.
Yeah, exactly. So,
do some work, damn it. What do we got to we gotta bring this all to you people on a silver platter, for God's sake?
Yeah,
get off your dead collective asses or your collective dead asses. Mm-hmm. Go to the flipping websites. Go to the social media. Get on the Twitter and look for us. Say something, God damn it. My goodness, we got to do everything for you people? What is going on here? This is outrageous. We come here every week. We set up. I've got my steam-powered radio station here, and I've got two little men plugging away, riding their bicycles, trying to keep this thing powered up. And do you people care? No, you don't. You just sit there and just let it flow over you. This is top-notch quality entertainment, folks. Are you kidding me? You've got to pitch in somehow. Get on the Twitter. Let us know you're there, for God's sake. Even if it's just to say, John, shut him up, would you please? Thank you.
I just tried.
This has been an official Advan S rant.
Trust me, I just tried. So old Piers Morgan here is screaming hypocrisy right now.
And there's a man that
now we all know who Piers Morgan is, I'm sure, but apparently he's pissed off because, you know, right now we are I'm not gonna find a PC way to say it, so I'll just say it. It's kind of right now, it's kind of open season on men right now are all pigs. Thank you, Harvey Weinstein.
No, we're dogs.
Nah, I still think
ask any woman. Don't get me started on this because, look, I've gone over to the other side. I'm going to let you get back to Piers Morgan in just a moment. But here's what I learned. I learned women are in charge. We're only in charge when they let us be in charge. And then only until they're done letting us be in charge. And remember, it's not a good idea till it's her idea. There's a whole story that goes with that, which I will tell someday, but I will not tell it now.
Well,
they are smart.
This probably proves your point right now.
Go right ahead.
Piers Morgan right now is screaming hypocrisy because right now any action that a man does towards a woman is facing, and probably rightfully so, facing a shit ton of scrutiny. Well, as it turns out, Katy Perry was having some sort of a get-together because it's her birthday, and Ellen DeGeneres, who is
she's gay.
Yeah.
Shh.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. But Ellen DeGeneres put some up on Twitter, mentioning some happy birthday, Katy Perry. I'm paraphrasing this because I don't have it in front of me, and then mentioned balloons.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it goes further. There was a picture at this get-together. Ellen DeGeneres, do you know this well? I don't know if she is. Is Ellen DeGeneres married to her partner, or is she just? Are they just partners?
I believe they are married. Portia de Rossi.
Yeah.
So how about that? I see that. I did that without even looking.
Very good, sir.
I know my lesbians.
apparently, there's a picture
I'm all
on
for it.
a picture on Twitter. She's there with her wife and with Katy Perry. And Ellen DeGeneres, I swear to God, and I'm sure this was not, this was all done in fun, but she made this obvious glare down her low-cut dress.
Okay.
And made this like, oh my God, look, you'd have to actually see the picture to, I can't describe it as good as I could do it.
What was the caption?
Well, there was no caption. It was just a picture of the three of them there and her looking straight down Katy Perry's dress. And
looking down Katy Perry's dress.
Yes, yes. Looking down Katy Perry's dress. Oh, I thought you were wrong. Yeah.
Kate, that young lady has an impressive dress to look down.
Yes, well. And, of course, Piers Morgan got on board and said, you know, this is hypocrisy. You can, you know, and first off, Piers Morgan just needs to go away. I mean,
that is true.
See, if he had a show on CNN for all of, what, 30 minutes?
35 minutes, yeah.
And
he took over for Larry King's spot. And
that's right. That didn't go very well.
No.
The thing, and I don't think for a minute that that's hypocrisy. First off, these are three people who I'm sure are very much so friends for one thing.
They're at a festive event. Yes. Let me see. Ellen DeGeneres, what's she known for? Oh, for being funny.
Yes. And she is very funny, by the way.
Yes, she is.
And so now that and I'm sure there are probably, for every Piers Morgan out there, there are probably at least three or four dozen other guys that are saying, well, wait a minute, how come he can do that? You know? Or how can she do that? He is. He's an absolute idiot. I don't get where guys think that this is, that they're mad. It's kind of like a white guy getting pissed because one black guy will call another black guy a nigga.
Don't say it.
I said it. I'm sorry. It is.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. FCC. Oh, wait a minute. We don't listen to FCC. But white guys
take our license now.
They're going to take our license. Yes, they are. But white guys, you better not. And I do have a little bit of a problem.
I think you're talking apples and balloons here.
No. Because it's something within, it's perfectly okay for one black man to call another black man by that term.
Don't say it.
I didn't that time. I said it once. But, asshole. You know, yeah, I am. But it's the same. It's the same thing. Guys get pissed off.
So since we're running out of time here, let's just sum it up.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen DeGeneres, funny.
Yes.
Katy Perry, attractive.
Yes.
Piers Morgan, nitwit.
Idiot.
Okay. Moving on.
You did that. You did that very well. Thank you very much.
Oh, and I don't have time for my full rant. I had a big one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, sir.
I don't think you are.
Well, I am. I don't want to deny
the highlight of the show when I go on a rant.
I don't want to deny your ability to rant. Come on. I'm nicer than that.
I could start now, but I'd have to continue it next week.
Yes.
Ooh, a cliffhanger. That's what we haven't done yet. A cliffhanger.
No, we haven't done a cliffhanger.
There's something to think about.
Yes, indeed.
There's something to think about.
Absolutely.
Well, as we sit here.
Yeah, I'm a little curious as of, there we are. Wonder why it took so long to do it. Oh, can't you? Well, I apologize. Let me take care of that.
Technical difficulty. Anyway, well, let's pretend I can hear it.
There. Now you can hear it.
I can hear it.
Yes, you can.
Look at that. It's the close.
It's time to put this baby on the shelf for the week. We do appreciate you listening. Sure as hell wish more of you would call in and actually converse with us.
You're cutting out all over the place, John.
Oh.
Well,
damn it, I'm sorry.
Say goodbye, John.
Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
Adios.
See ya.